Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Hey, yo.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
You know what? As long as she fights 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse demon into her eyeballs.
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, located here in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Yes, the man was correct. My name is Pedro Fernandez. 34 years now, you're undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio race, folks. Of course, I say, often imitated, but never duplicated. Today, we'll bring you, of course, the world of boxing. We'll bring in Johnny Sieg from Las Vegas. Our man, Johnny Sieg, the ace, will be here, of course. We'll talk boxing with him in the future, the present, and of course, we really want to delve into that super fight. Of course, it is a super fight. It's a fight people are talking about, or are they? I'm talking about the non-steroid issue, the fight between Gennady Golovkin, of course, the world middleweight champion, and of course, the other world middleweight champion. There's two of them, that's right. There's two, because Canelo was the world linear champion before he gave that up. He went back to 154 pounds. He is a champ, I think. And of course, he's defending that title against Gennady Golovkin. Golovkin's undefeated. Canelo's lost one time. Something's got to go. But then, of course, we bring in the clenbuterol, which is like steroids. And of course, he wasn't caught once, but he was caught twice. I think he's been taking steroids for a long, long time. It's a secret that, how can I put this, that's now out in the public, and everybody knows that that body he had wasn't all put together just by physical training and vitamins. Of course, we're talking Flintstone vitamins, and those are illegal steroid performance-enhancing drugs. And he screwed up a lot. I'm talking about Canelo Alvarez, messing up that May fight with Golovkin, screwing over the casinos, the people that bought tickets, the whole nine yards. Bottom line is, Canelo's got a lot to answer for. Can he come through? Can he beat Golovkin clearly this time? We'll talk about that in depth today. Open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The guilt-free, no-commitment text line, the number, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. We'll touch on MMA as well. You're tuned to Ring Talk live on Sports Byline.
I'm great. Thank you, Pedro. I'm great. I feel great.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-430-4234. 800-430-4234. That's 800-430-4234. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
One serious problem as an athlete and as a fighter is that he had a certain pride in his ability
to take a punch,
both as a banger and a boxer. And he invariably would choose to fight the best opponents in their style, almost as a challenge to beat them. So he'd go toe-to-toe with Joe Frazier, and he'd box with Jimmy Ellis. Maybe he couldn't impose his will on them by trying to neutralize their style, but he always put on a good show.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
13 minutes past the hour. Welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline. Going to delve into the world of the former heavyweight champion. Larry Holmes will be here at 40 minutes past the hour. So Larry's going to be in the house, not Larry Merchant. Larry Holmes will be in the house at 40 minutes past the hour. At least that's what Larry said. Because I'll tell you, I'll give you a little scoop on Larry, little dirt on Larry here, okay? Is that Larry dedicates Sunday to his wife. He always has dedicated Sunday to his wife. So I call him on Sundays and jam him up on Sundays, man. And it's like his partner jamming him up against his wife. So he said to me, call me back in a half hour. I said, so I'm going to call him back in a half hour. Bottom line is Larry Holmes will be here at 40 minutes past the hour. Hey, right now we take it to Las Vegas. Sin City, Las Vegas. We're bringing, of course, our ace. We're talking about Johnny Signorella. John, how was the weekend in boxing?
Not so bad, man. Actually, there was a lot of fighting in general this week. A lot of streams. Golden Boy was popping off with some streams. Tom Lofier's 360 promotions popped off a stream, I believe, on Wednesday. Three of which took place at the Avalon in Hollywood, which looks like to be a popping place to go see a fight.
Oh, it's always has been a popping place. I enjoyed it. I loved it. There's history to that place. And what can I say? It ain't called Sin City for nothing. I mean, the City of Angels down there, it ain't called the City of Angels for nothing because, you know what, after dark, nobody's an angel.
Oh, absolutely not, man. You got to have a good head on your shoulder to live here, boy. Some of my friends call me up thinking, hey, Johnny, I'm thinking about joining you out there. I say, hey, man, it's not for you. Got to be sharp.
Well, you know, plus if you're an extremist as far as like booze and things like that's concerned and drugs are concerned and gambling, especially gambling, you know, I mean, that's really a bad, bad problem, man. I've seen guys go into these gambling addictions over the years. I'm an old man now. I've seen guys go into those gambling addictions and Johnny, man, there's no bringing them back.
Oh, no, there's not, man. I've seen some people do some horrific things, some friends out here that I really feel bad for at times, man. And you got to know when, you know, to go and play and then when to reserve yourself. You know, you reserve some money, go out, have a couple drinks, but you got to be limited on how much you do so.
When I went to work for the Imperial Palace Hotel in 1996 as a radio spokesperson, the owner of the hotel, his name was Ralph, so he had this German name, but he called me into his office and said to me, "Fernandez, do you gamble?" And I said, I didn't know what to say. You know what I mean? I mean, he's a hotel. He's the CEO. He owns this place. I go, blah, 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 blah. No, sir. He goes, good. Because I would just have you sign your damn check over to me each week. Forget it. You know what I mean? He goes, nobody wins here. Just me. You understand? And I said, yes, sir. And he goes, and I'm going to tell you how to play. You play $20. You bring $20 with you. You play $20. If you lose a 20, you're done. That's it. No more.
Hey, that's how I roll, bro, because the longer you stay, the more you pay. That's straight up. Like, don't get me wrong, bro. Like, I've hit some things out here, not setting the world on fire with, but, you know, being from where I come from in Jersey, yeah, we have gambling, but I didn't make it down to AC too much, you know? So, I mean, I have casinos on every corner here. The accessibility is insane. But okay. Then there's times I sat there, had a little bit too much in me, and the next thing I know, the $200 I won is gone, and I'm like, ah, man, come on.
Well, where I used to screw up was I'd pull into Vegas and get a big TV gig, some pay-per-view, something like that, get $2,000 or $3,000, and before the night was over, I'd spent like
$3,700.
You know,
no,
I mean, hey, you look up, it's 5:30, the sun's coming up, and you're in this limo. You know what I'm saying? You're going back to Caesar's Palace, or you're going back to the MGM, or wherever you're going back to, man. Yeah, that's just the way it was. Of course, that was rock and roll in the 90s, the 80s. All right, enough of this social stuff. Let's talk boxing.
Yeah.
Back to our point. What was the highlight of the weekend in your mind?
There was a fight on the JoJo Diaz card, on the undercard. Jonathan Navarro and Damon Allen at 147 was a slugfest, a nasty KO. Both guys were unbeaten Golden Boy fighters. I got to give Oscar a lot of respect for putting that type of old-school type fight together. Those kids definitely earned their stripes last night. And I just hope that Allen isn't too hurt. I think they let it go on a little bit too soon. Rather, a little bit too long, and they should have stopped it a little sooner. You know, but that was definitely the show stealer. Unfortunately, the Diaz fight against Jesus Rojas was looking good, but the stream went out halfway through the main event, and it didn't come back to the 10th round. By that point, I was over it, man. I was drinking, and I was hanging out on my balcony, smoking cigars. You know, I was done.
You know, but listen, this streaming of fights, you know, on Facebook and different entities and YouTube did a fight as well. More power to them, and it's a new world. And you know, I'm happy that these streams are coming out. In fact, I'm all game for watching fights on the internet. In fact, I think that if you can watch a fight in Russian, you shouldn't have to pay for it in English. That's just my, you know, is there something wrong with me saying that?
No, man, I'm for the streams. I think it's great. I'm team stream all the way. The thing is, you know, it's a new platform, and I commend what Golden Boy's doing. Showtime is doing it right on YouTube. Their stream is flawless. Next week they have Tyson Fury on there, and that's free. And Carl Frampton in the main event, that's also free. And we're talking like hundreds of thousands that tune into that. So, I mean, as far as
No.
Now,
Johnny. Up it a little bit. Put another zero on that, baby.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Millions are going to – are you kidding? YouTube is going to – when Tyson Fury – I'm willing to bet that over a million people watch this fight on YouTube as far
well,
as –
Well, I certainly hope so.
Both in the United – I mean, if they're going to talk to the United States and the UK or in Europe, I would think that more than a million people want to watch this around the world.
Oh, I agree. I'm psyched for it. Even though he's fighting a tomato can. You know, I don't want to disrespect the guy, but I've never really heard of him before.
Tomato can. Oh man. That's like calling a guy a bum. You know, we don't do that. We don't, unless he deserves it, folks. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The two guys are going back and forth. That's Johnny Sink, of course. He's coming to us from Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada. My name is Pedro Fernandez, coming to you from the city by the gay, San Francisco, California. Open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The guilt-free, no commitment text line. What I mean by that is, you know, you can text us and you ain't got to, you know, go on the air if you're drunk from last night. I understand. Johnny's still drinking. Open the text line 415-275. How do you think I get him up in the morning? I don't let him go to sleep. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live, baby, on Sports Byline.
Someone is searching your name or business online. What will they find? Do you have negative search results online? Do you have false accusations? Records from a legal situation or bad press from your past? To reclaim your reputation, call 1-888-WE-DELETE or visit GuaranteedRemovals.com. That's 1-888-933-3538 or visit GuaranteedRemovals.com. If there is any negative information about you online, GuaranteedRemovals.com will permanently delete it for you. That's right, it is possible to remove negative content from the internet. And GuaranteedRemovals.com is the only company focusing on permanently deleting negative online content. We have successfully removed over 10,000 links, including news articles, arrest records, legal documents, business complaints, blogs, pictures, videos, and more. We offer a no-money upfront guarantee. You don't pay until your online content is removed. Call 1-888-WE-DELETE to talk to our dedicated specialists who are here to assist you. That's 1-888-933-3538 or GuaranteedRemovals.com.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Gennady, you said that before the first fight, you didn't believe that Canelo was clean. Why is that?
You know, I'm not thinking for him about just that. So, you know, so many doctors, like, you know, sent me photos, just said, look, his muscle, you know, just injection to muscles. And he used, I don't know why his coach bring him, you know, just something like pills. I don't know, after waiting, look, I must stay. He's waiting, and he's pills just for what? You know, just, you know, this is not my point. You know, just, I know I'm never used, you know, medicals. I like clean sport.
And for you, does the Nevada State Athletic Commission treat him with certain leniency as compared to you and other fighters?
You know, no, I'm not thinking about just a lot for Nevada Commission or Athletic Commission, you know, just. Because, you know, just if everybody bring him to ring, just it's legal.
So no matter what, even if he is not clean, you still want to fight Canelo Alvarez?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because, you know, just I know my stuff. Just I 100% know my stuff. Just I clean every time. Just it doesn't matter for me who stay in front of me or my opponent. He use drugs or not use drugs. It doesn't matter for me.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I know I'm never used, you know, medicals. I like clean sport.
Okay, so your heart.
My buddy Cuba Gooding Sr., actually I knew his son, Cuba Gooding Jr., met the father as well. Father is a bit of a braggart. He passed away a few months ago of natural causes in L.A., but Cuba Gooding Jr.,
good guy to be around. Met him at the Contender TV show. I guess it was about 15 years ago, 2004, I believe, in Las Vegas, Nevada. Speaking of Las Vegas, we've got Mr. Las Vegas on the line. That's right. No, no, not Wayne Newton. Johnny Signorella. Hey, is Wayne Newton still doing his thing at all, or is he just dead?
Yes, he is, bro. He's on billboards everywhere. Are you kidding me?
You know, when I saw him in like 85 or 86, somewhere around there, I mean, I was working for a hotel. I think I was working at the Hilton, and they said, look, here's free tickets. Go down and see Wayne Newton. I go, oh, man, I want to see Daddy, Don't You Walk So Fast. I want to see this. Come on, you got to be kidding me. I want to watch this guy. Man, my mother didn't like him, okay? So anyway, I went down there, and he blew my mind. It was like one of the most exciting. It was a thrilling show, man. So they call him Mr. Las Vegas, and he was rocking and rolling 25 years ago, and I give him the props. He's still doing it today. So where's he at, the Stardust?
I'm not sure exactly where he's at, to be honest with you. As many billboards as I pass, I have no idea.
Hey, do they still have?
He's very entertaining, though.
Do they still have that reverse? That big sign about that place in Houston, California, in Houston, Texas, on the border there, when you drive into town, come in there on the freeway from L.A., where it says the, you know, when they can reverse your operation you have in order to make yourself not have babies. You know what I'm talking about? Is that sign still up there? That big old sign?
I don't recall seeing that one. No.
Okay, that sign was there for like 15 or 20 years, and man, they never took it down. And I asked the lady one day as I was doing radio in Vegas. She goes, "That sign's really affected. They make a lot of money off that." I said, "Okay, all right, whatever."
I was gonna say to have it advertised that long,
yeah,
and it probably had a grandfathered in type of rate, you know.
Probably, no doubt about that. So listen, back to the weekend in boxing. In fact, in hour number two, you and I are going to get into the rematch, Golovkin and Canelo Alvarez. But let's talk about the fact that Estrella TV did a fight. BeIN Sports did a fight. Telemundo did a fight. Facebook did a fight. And you just told me the 360 promotions, and that's Tom Loeffler, right?
Yes, Tom Loeffler.
Okay. So anyway, these people are doing all these different streams. Does this put the major promoters in a bad position, or is this just good for the game? I mean, talk to me about how, if you were sitting in Bob Arum's chair as the CEO of Top Rank and these streams were popping up all over the place, how would you take that?
Well, he's one of the pioneering factors, if you will, with it, because he's got the ESPN Plus, the Top Rank deal. Mm-hmm. And I think there's pros and cons to this. The only thing I don't like about his deal is that unless you have an Apple TV, you got to watch this thing on your phone or computer. Now, you made a brilliant point. Sometimes you'd have to stream those fights in Russian or a different language. Mm-hmm. So at least you get to see, you know, an English televised, you know, a high quality display of a fight that you'd want to see, rather than you know, streaming it online for lower quality. Now, having said that, I think it's good and bad in so many ways, because I think it gets a lot of fighters out there in a pro fashion, in a positive fashion, I should say, that you get fighters that normally would not be televised. Mm-hmm. On an undercard. Now you're seeing the show from the doors open type situation, where you get to see these kids. And like last night, I would not have probably seen a few fights that I really enjoyed on the De La Hoya show. I think that it's a test market right now in terms of seeing like what works and what doesn't. And I think ultimately that's going to be the result of finding out the success for, like, say, an ESPN Plus. The YouTube thing is going to be good for Showtime. I can't see that being bad at all. I mean, it's free boxing of marquee names, so, you know. I think that could be a good thing.
When you look at Don King, I know Don King's got a fight coming up. He had part of Eloy. Didn't he have Eloy Rojas last night? Royals didn't make weight. Is that it? Was that Don King's fighter?
Yeah, JoJo, I think you're thinking of Diaz. Didn't make weight. Yeah, and he wasn't eligible to win the title. And I think that even though that Jesus Rojas lost, he still retained the title because of Diaz failed weight.
Okay, it looks like I can't believe that BJ Flores is still around. Speaking of BJ Flores, we did a Saturday afternoon fight at, I believe, the Hacienda Hotel, or one of those really take it back. The Hilton that was right across the street from Caesar's Palace, the Flamingo Hilton. It was Flamingo Hilton. We did a fight there, and BJ Flores was in the main event, and it was on televised. He was like 8-0 or 9-0, and it had to be like 15 years ago, man. Now, of course, he squared off at the Celebrity Theater. I don't know, man. Trevor Bryan, can Trevor Bryan fight?
Did you hear the verdict on that? He knocked him down 6 times in 4 rounds, did Bryan. BJ Flores suffered 6 knockdowns in 4 rounds.
Well,
can he fight? I looked at his resume. You know, he's been there with some journeyman types. He's unbeaten, got a good knockout percentage. I'm not confident how good of a heavyweight BJ Flores really is.
Being he isn't.
He's a cruiser.
That's what I was just trying to
he's
say.
He's not a heavyweight. Yeah, he's not a heavyweight.
And he was a cruiser at 190. You know what I mean? He was like, he wasn't a 200-pound cruiserweight. He was a 190-pound cruiserweight. There was a big difference. I mean, that's, in fact,
absolutely.
I think, so anyway, we've got PJ Flores getting drilled six times, hitting the canvas, of course. How about Manuel Char? Can he fight?
Manuel Char, you know, I've only seen him a couple times. I haven't heard terrible things. To my understanding, you know, he's not a bad fighter, but I'm not really too familiar with him.
I mean, because we've got him and Fresa Kendall. Fresa Kendall still around? Is Don King digging these guys up?
Oh, wait a minute. That's who? Is that who Fresa Kendall's fighting next? Char?
Yeah, so they're trying to. They're trying to. Oh, evidently,
man.
some litigation involved, but it's tentatively set for September 29th.
Isn't it like he like a WBA Fresa Kendall mandatory for like 3 years without fighting? How is that even possible?
Because it's the WBA. You know what the WBA stands for, right?
That's the answer I was looking for, yep.
The world of Bunko and Anarchy. That is the WBA. It just is, man. It's just, I mean, hey, they march to their own beat down there. I mean, no doubt about it. I mean, when guys like Antonio Cervantes was the WBA champion of Colombia, they wouldn't even rank Duran at 140. They wouldn't even do it. And then I remember I said to Duran, I said to him, so Roberto, what happened at 140? He goes, there was no way they were going to let me fight Cervantes. There was no way. Cervantes wouldn't fight me. The WBA said no.
Ridiculous, man. Of course, they didn't want it, yeah.
And notice the WBA didn't sanction it. It wasn't part of his move at 147 when he beat Leonard was for the WBC belt. June 20th, 1980 remains the best fight I've ever seen in my life.
You were there at that fight, huh?
No, I watched it on closed circuit at the Cow Palace along with thousands of other people. I mean, this place was rocking and rolling, man, no doubt about it. But, man, I got to tell you, there was nothing exciting. Those two guys were at their peak. It was back and forth, give and take. It was a 1 or 2 point fight at the end for Duran. And of course, some judges had it a little weird. But I was really, really, how can I put this, blown away. Duran was walking on air that night, much like Iran Barkley was walking on air when he fought Darren Van Horn. When you walk on air, it's sort of tough to beat. And I don't know if you know what I mean, but when a guy's walking on air, it's just he's got this aura of invincibility. He's just not going to be beat. Maybe some other time, but not that night. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, well, absolutely, man. I'll share this with you real quick, too. Like, my trainer was a huge fan of Roberto Duran. He always gave me old fight footage of some of his favorites, classic fighters to study as I was training to become a boxer. And I stumbled across that fight. I assumed, I'm like, Ray Leonard's going to win this. I didn't know the verdict. I must have been like, I don't know, 12, 13 years old. So I'm like, I'm just going to figure Ray Leonard wins this fight, the first one. And he doesn't. I was like, wow, Duran looked amazing in that. I was totally blown away. I was like, it was a complete shock to me. Because, I mean, logic, I think at that point in time, again, I wasn't around. But I think that a lot of people probably had Leonard picked to win that fight.
Well, lightweight champ moving up to 147 pounds, the Olympic gold medalist returning to the place where he won the Olympic gold, 1980, of course, 1976, being a Montreal. But, Roberto was, I mean, he was like possessed, man. And then, of course, the rushed rematch. And people often ask me, Johnny, what happened with this No Mas rematch? Let me tell you what happened, folks.
Mm.
All right. They Duran went to 210 pounds, and this is what Mike Trainer told me. Of course, he was Mike Sugar Ray Leonard's trainer, a manager and lawyer and all that kind of good stuff, any promoter. Anyway, he told me that when Duran got to 210 pounds, he sent a guy down to Panama, and he saw Duran playing the congas, really fat, laying around this and that. So he said, I will give Duran an offer that he can't refuse. So he offered Duran $8.5 million to fight Leonard November 25th, and this was somewhere around, late September. Okay, so you know, ain't much time to get together. Okay, especially to come down from 210 pounds to 147 pounds. Anyway, bottom line was they got him into that fight. Duran figured I'm going to make the weight no matter what for the $8.5 million. I never made $8.5 million. I never made nothing more than $1 million before in my life. So this was all about the money being a profession. He got down, he made the weight, and when Leonard started running around in a 24-foot square ring, Johnny, a 24-foot. Do you know how big a 24-foot ring is?
Huge.
It's like a backyard. It's like a it's like a half of a tennis court almost. I'm not kidding you.
So
Ray's running around and clowning Duran. And Duran family said, he told me, Duran said, F this. I'm not going to let this dude clown me. If he don't want to fight, screw him. We'll do this again sometime, right? So Ray doesn't do it again sometime. Ray waits like 10 years. 8 years, 9 years. You know what I'm saying? So when he fights Duran again, I believe in 1990, those guys were so far gone, it was unbelievable. Of course, it was the opening of the Mirage Hotel, and they held a fight card in December, I believe. I think it was December, but Johnny, outdoors in Vegas, I think it was December 7th. I ain't kidding you. It was like 37 degrees when Duran hit the ring.
Man, that's ridiculous.
No, no.
That's not good fighting conditions.
No, no, but check this out. So Leonard's got a blanket around him, all that kind of stuff. Obviously, Duran didn't. Pepe Correa had Leonard hot and this kind of stuff. But wait a minute. But us in the crowd, man, you have 37 degrees in Vegas. But the Mirage, they forced us into this outdoor arena because it was the grand opening of their hotel. You know what I'm saying? So Steve Wynn wasn't going to be outdone.
Believe it or not, man, it gets cold in Vegas. It's that bone chilling cold because it's dry. It gets cold out
that's
here.
That's what I'm trying to say. 37 degrees, we're watching a fight,
people
okay?
People don't realize that 37's rough, bro. Yeah, that 37 is rough.
With the wind blowing. Johnny, we'll see you in an hour. We're talking, of course, Golovkin and Canelo, the rematch in September, 1 hour from now. Talk to you then.
Look forward to it, Pete. Thank you.
Johnny Signorella, Mr. Las Vegas on the Sports Byline. Speaking of Las Vegas, hey, little Wayne Newton to the break, baby. You're tuned to Rink Talk live on Sports Byline.
That's a groove.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guaranteed to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Put your pinky rings up to the moon.
more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
We take it to Eastern Pennsylvania, folks. We are blessed by boxing greatness, right? The former world heavyweight champion in the house, Larry Holmes. Larry, how's life treating you, man?
Hey, man, everything is good, man. I'm alive and well, and everybody else is doing the same thing, man.
Yeah, I know. So how's your lovely wife?
She's good. She still looks okay. I mean, you know, she didn't get too old, you know. She's a keeper.
Okay. Hey, Larry, is it true that when you turned pro, did you only get $40 and have to go to work the very next day?
No, I got $60.
$60 for the first fight?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I wouldn't tell nobody that, you know, at that time. I wouldn't tell nobody because I was trained, you know. Is that it? You know, I didn't want to tell nobody how much I fought for, but
okay.
I had to start somewhere.
That's true. Now, Larry, you know, you were a pretty good amateur and obviously, you know, a professional and becoming the world heavyweight champion. How soon did you know that you were special? I mean, because you know deep down inside, everybody knows what they got. When did you know?
Well, I knew I could fight. I knew I was going to, you know, I'm not the guy that was back then. And when I got in the gym and started working around with guys that were good on moving, big guys from Jamaica, and Jasper Evans and Randy Newman, and I began to ring with those guys. And they were top shelf back then. And I was handling that. I was doing real well there. So hey, I said, hey, let me give a shot because, you know, I'm better than those guys.
You know what, Larry, my producer's going to call you right back because his phone line's falling apart. He's going to call you right back, Larry. Hold on. I mean, hang up the phone. He's going to call you right back. Having phone problems with Larry Holmes there. I really don't want, you know, that show was a little crazy there. But that's the world of cellular phones. Of course, no longer does anybody have a landline. My grandmother had a landline. In fact, I still remember the number, 415-647-0813. Wow, can you remember a phone number from the 1950s and 60s? What can I say? No Alzheimer's yet. Key word there was yet. Let's hope that never happens. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We are waiting to reconnect with the former world heavyweight champion. Of course, we're talking about Larry Holmes, the Eastern Assassin. I call him the unofficial mayor of Eastern Pennsylvania. Of course, that's where he resides with his lovely wife and his kids. And I don't remember what fight it was, but his son was interviewed after the fight. His son was like 12, 13 years old right then and there. He said, what's it like to watch your father fight? He goes, it's very stressful. Yeah, it must be very stressful, no doubt about that. Very stressful. We're talking about the career of Larry Holmes. Of course, I televised one of his last fights in the year 2000, November 2000. I ventured to, Biloxi, Mississippi. It was sort of cool, man. We rocked and rolled. Mike Weaver, of course, the former WBA champion, and Larry Holmes, they had rumbled back in the 70s, but they did it again as a rematch, of course, back in 2000. Larry, $60 for your first fight, man. That's not a whole lot of money. But then again, I'll ask you the question once again. When did you know that you were special? When did you know that Larry was better than these other guys?
I didn't know that. It took me a long time to find out that I were. I guess that like 5 years later, after I got finished working with Muhammad Ali for 4 years, I said, hey, you know, if I could be inspired by for 4 years, I can do it. You know, so I gave it a shot, man. I said, I'll give it all I got. If I don't make it, at least I can say I tried.
You know, Larry, I know you held back your punches to an extent, but man, there was some blister. You blistered Ali in some of them fights when he got ready for, I think, a former fight. There's a lot of film on that, and you was lighting him up.
Yeah, well, you know, I was working hard, man, and that's what he needs. That's what he wanted me to do. He wanted me to push him. He wanted me to try to hit him if I could, and that's what I did, you know. That's why I predicted right off the bat that George Foreman would lose. Because Ali worked hard and trained hard, and I knew he had it.
Remember Harold Smith almost put together that fight between you and George Foreman? That was close. Didn't we all? We all got a little bit of money on that one, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. But I wanted him to put that fight together because George had an attitude about himself, and he's a little bit better than everybody else. So of course, I wanted him to get in the ring with me. And it didn't happen, but not only financially that it's been good for me and George, but he didn't want to get his butt beat because he's that way. He thinks he's better than everybody.
Well, you know, I remember him in San Francisco when he was fighting in the Golden Gloves back in the 1960s, 1967 to be exact, and he was beating up middleweights in the gym. Those were his sparring partners, middleweights. So he was always a bully. He was always a big guy and a bully. So, you know, then of course, he went over to Africa, and he brought those dogs with him over to Africa. I mean, how stupid could you be to bring slave owners' dogs back to Africa with you? How dumb can you be? That's how dumb George was.
That's to show you how dumb he was.
Exactly.
I mean, that's why he was the way he was. That's why Ali beat him up, and he had to go in and cook meat on the hiding and stuff because he got beat by a good man.
Okay.
So, you know, okay. It took him a while to get over that.
Okay. Larry, it takes a good trainer. It takes a good trainer to come along and help develop a fighter. Who do you give the most credit to as a trainer in your career?
The guy started me out with Ernie Butler. I think he kept me going. He kept me going.
Yeah.
So that's why.
Okay. Was Richie Giacchetti just a corner man?
Yeah. When I first got with Richie Giacchetti, he was in the corner with Ernie Butler. Yeah.
Okay. All right. The current heavyweight division, I'm going to ask you one more question before I let you go. If Deontay Wilder and Joshua fight, who's going to win that fight, Larry?
I don't know, man. You know, none of them said, but I try to see what they do. You know, I think it'd be a tough fight for both of guys because, you know what, they both have an attitude that they're the best. And it's going to be a good fight. And I can't really tell you who's going to win the fight because I haven't seen them guys fight a lot. It's a toss of a coin.
Well, here's what's up. I want to thank you for your time because I know on Sunday is the day that you spend with your wife, so thank her for me as well, and we will talk real soon, okay? You take good care, Larry. I miss you.
All right, buddy. Thanks, buddy. All right.
The great Larry Holmes, folks, on Sports Byline. The phone connection was not all that great, so I just didn't hang with it. Yeah, but I, and Mike Weaver are doing the press tour down in Biloxi, Mississippi for this 2000 fight, okay? November 2000, of course, Larry Holmes and Mike Weaver, a rematch of their first fight. I think it took place in, like, 1978. And, of course, Mike Weaver knocking Larry Holmes down and separating him from his senses slightly. Like Larry told me, man, he hit hard. But he didn't hit nowhere nearly as hard as Ernie Shavers. Ernie Shavers hit Larry Holmes even harder. And, of course, there was Reynaldo Snipes who dropped Larry Holmes as well. Getting dropped wasn't a problem for Holmes. He got dropped like three times, but he got up each time he got, even when he got dropped by Holmes. I mean, the fight with Mike Tyson was a little bit scary. It just was. I mean, taking that pounding from Mike Tyson, I was thinking, why would he do that? But he did it. He said, for the money. Wow, $3.5 million. He said to me, Pedro, I need to pay for this building. I said, what do you mean a building? Because I bought this office building in downtown Easton, Pennsylvania. He goes, yeah, it's going to cost me $3.5 million. He goes, yeah. I said, well, I don't have $3.5 million I can throw around right now. So I'm going to fight Mike Tyson, make $3.5 million to pay for this building. I said, really? He goes, yeah, I'm going to go to Don King and tell him if he'll put this fight together for $3.5 million, then I'll take it. So that's how Larry negotiated his way into a fight with Mike Tyson. Of course, Mike Tyson beat up on a 38-year-old Larry Holmes, and 38-year-old heavyweights probably don't belong in the ring. I mean, look at Muhammad Ali against Larry Holmes. He was 38 years old when he got destroyed back in October 2nd, 1980. Terrible day. A terrible day in boxing. But, you know, a great day for Larry Holmes. It was. That's what a lot of people don't realize. That they talk about October 2nd, 1980, the beatdown of Ali. Listen, Ali was a man. He told me the next day, I was in tears the next day at the post-fight press conference. I think he signed an autograph for me, and I was in tears. And he grabbed me by the head, don't cry for me, I'll be okay. I mean, you know, and then he told my partner Hector about the same thing. So the bottom line was, he was a man. He took that fight. He knew he was old. He knew he was slow. He knew he probably had two chances, slim and none, and Slim left town a long time ago, so he had no chance. I mean, against a 38-year-old Larry Holmes. Of course, he got up in boxing, I believe, about the 10th round, the ninth round. He got up in the ninth round. How do I know? Because it was the only round in which he showed any offense whatsoever, and I was there. It was terrible to watch that. It was, because you watch one guy at his best, one guy just rocking and rolling, undefeated, the world heavyweight champion, Larry Holmes, taking on his legend, his mentor, the guy that taught him everything that he knew, but, you know, probably not everything. Anyway, the bottom line is, Larry Holmes, you heard him talking about sparring with Ali, of course, for the Foreman fight, but that Foreman fight, when he sparred with Ali for that Foreman fight, he took it to Ali. He wasn't throwing body behind the punches, but he was throwing punches, and he was landing, man. I mean, he was lighting. That's how I knew. That's how I learned about Larry Holmes, watching the films of Ali train for that fight in 1974. That's how I got hip to Larry Holmes. Somebody gave me a copy of the films. We watched it on the wall, I think, of the gym down at Newman's gym. We watched it on a projector. We watched, put the projector up against the wall, I think, back in the locker room, and we watched the fight on the wall. But that's how we sort of got hip to Larry Holmes. Larry was the real deal, man. Who is that guy? Who is that guy? Look at that jab. Wow, who is that guy? And whether he was fighting off the ropes or pushing Ali to the ropes, and most of the time he was pushing Ali to the ropes, of course, as Ali employed the rope-a-dope strategy to beat George Foreman. Of course, that fight takes place in Kinshasa, Zaire in 1974. And I remember President Mobutu, the crook that he was, the guy that Don King conned out of millions of bucks and then bankrupt the country, but he actually thought that by throwing the Muhammad Ali-George Foreman fight in the jungle, that he was going to turn Zaire into, get this, Disneyland. No, I'm sorry, not Disneyland. Las Vegas, Atlantic City, something like that. I'm serious, the Riviera. I kid you not, he was going to call it the African Riviera. Something's wrong there. You don't combine those two words together. They just don't mix. African in the Riviera, especially not in Kinshasa, Zaire, especially with the weather down there. Of course, the first fight was canceled. It was postponed. I'm talking about Ali and Foreman. When Ali got taken back, when Foreman got cut. And, of course, George wanted to get out of the country. George got himself a plane reservation, and Mobutu said, no. I am not giving you a passport, son. No passport. So George had to heal up in town. He had to heal up in Zaire. He wanted to go home back to the United States. Said he was promising Mobutu to come back, but he wasn't going to come back. The people didn't like him in Africa, as I said earlier. You know, he brought those German Shepherd dogs, and if you know anything about slave owners and plantations and that kind of good stuff in the history of the United States and in South Africa, people like it, German Shepherds are the weapon of choice for racist slave owners. That's the plantations. That's what they use to sick on black guys. So what does George Foreman do? George brings two of these dogs to Africa. And it alienated him immediately with all the people there, because they looked at him as like, wow, man, this guy's black, but he's bringing a German Shepherd, a slave owner's dog with him. That's just a bad symbol. Perception is a lot, especially in the minds of those that are not all that educated. But they knew, they saw through George Foreman. Of course, George Foreman, the guy that brought that German Shepherd, not the same German Shepherd, I'm not sure what German Shepherd it was, but, you know, according to my sources out of Texas, and two guys confirmed this, where I wouldn't say it on the radio. That's right, two guys that I believe. And, well, George was on it at a hotel, some major hotel, and he was like 15 stories or 10 stories up off the ground. And he didn't know, he tried to, he wanted the dog, he wanted to show that the dog had complete confidence in him and he could tell the dog to do anything. So he told the dog to jump off the balcony, and guess what? The dog jumped off the balcony to his death. That's a George Foreman story. Larry Holmes and I didn't touch on that, but that's a true story, I kid you not. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, cut the conversation short with Larry Holmes because of the fact that, you know, the phone line wasn't that good. I hate it because it cheats Larry out of being Larry. 69-6. 44 KOs, bad dude, only stopped one time. You are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Ring Talk, live worldwide, baby.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at
800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now, 800-428-1570.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Check it. This is the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network 57. Make that 58 minutes past the hour. Of course, talking mixed martial arts to an extent in hour number two. But we'll also delve back into the world of boxing with Johnny Signorelli at 40 minutes past the hour. Of course, Larry Merchant got the day off. Larry Holmes had a bad phone line. What can I say? It wasn't the greatest day as far as broadcast was concerned. These are my mind, because I really wanted to pin Larry down on a couple of things. And you can't pin him down when the phone's not right, because, you know, if he doesn't hear what you say and he says the wrong thing. Anyway, bottom line is we don't want to lure Larry into a perjury trap, if you know what I'm talking about. Open phone lines for hour number two, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, we also got the guilt-free no-commitment text line. I got like four or five texts in the queue. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Some upcoming fights on the schedule. Of course, Frampton came alive there for a while. I thought at 122 he was the real deal. 126, maybe not so much. Talk about Carl Frampton, of course, taking on Luke Jackson September the 18th. Of course, September the 18th as well, Brian Jennings against one-time heavyweight hope. And when I say one-time heavyweight hope is that people had a lot of, like, potential. This guy had potential. Alexander Dmitriyenko, but maybe not so much anymore. Anyway, bottom line is he and Brian Jennings roll on the 18th of September as well. Of course, you can always go to, you know, yahoo.com, look in their boxing schedule, or go to boxrec.com and look at their boxing schedule. Maybe even, fightnews.com. They've got a good schedule as well. Check out these schedules. Different schedules for different fights. Of course, and you get to watch all these different fights on streams. As we mentioned earlier, four or five different streams going this past week. More power to the streams. I think the streams are a future of boxing. Until the hour number two, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.